Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some of the largest treatment trials of recent years are the CRASH trials for head injury. Ian Roberts, Coordinating Editor of the Cochrane Injuries Group, tells us about these and also the World Maternal Antifibrinolytic Trial. All three trials arose from Cochrane reviews.
Systematic reviews underpinned both the CRASH 1 and the CRASH 2 trials, and I'll just explain how. Traumatic injury is a leading cause of death worldwide, and many patients have brain injuries, and patients are often treated with corticosteroids because doctors felt they could reduce brain swelling. Phil Alderson conducted a systematic review of randomized controlled trials in traumatic brain injury and found 13 small trials. So it was very clear that these trials that were very poor quality didn't provide reliable evidence to base treatment decisions to treat many thousands of patients, and this led to the conduct of the CRASH trial. This trial recruited 10,000 patients with traumatic brain injury and showed that actually corticosteroids did more harm than good. A disappointing answer in many respects, but important, bearing in mind that many patients were being treated with this intervention. So hopefully this information could prevent these patients being exposed to a treatment that did more harm than good. Systematic reviews also underpinned the CRASH 2 trial. The Cochrane Injuries Group published a systematic review by David Henry and colleagues that showed that antifibrinolytic agents like tranexamic acid could reduce bleeding in patients who are undergoing major elective surgery. This raised the interest that these antifibrinolytic agents might actually also reduce bleeding in patients who have traumatic injury, and many patients with traumatic injury actually bleed to death. So we did a systematic review to look for the randomized evidence of the use of antifibrinolytic agents in traumatic hemorrhage, and there was very little evidence, one small trial of 70 patients. So this led to the CRASH 2 trial, which has now got 16,000 patients in. It will have 20,000 patients in by the end of the year, and then we'll have an answer to this question. Now, our collaborators in this trial said to us that they actually see another patient group who also bleed to death in their emergency departments, and this is women with postpartum hemorrhage. And they said, why aren't we doing a randomized controlled trial to see if antifibrinolytics reduce bleeding in postpartum hemorrhage, in which case they might reduce maternal deaths and reduce the need for hysterectomy. So we did a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. We just found three or four small-scale trials, poor quality trials, poor quality allocation concealment, small sample sizes, lots of loss to follow-up. No really reliable evidence. So we're now conducting the WOMAN trial, which stands for World Maternal Antifibrinolytic Trial, and we plan to enroll 15,000 women with postpartum hemorrhage into this trial. So in summary, on International Clinical Trials Day, one has to say that systematic reviews and clinical trials are really intimately linked. Systematic reviews come before trials, and then the trial results add to the systematic review so that you see what's the state of knowledge to begin with, and after you've done the trial, what's the state of knowledge now. So systematic reviews and clinical trials should both be celebrated on International Clinical Trials Day.
The Cochrane reviews that Ian mentioned are all available in the Cochrane Library. You can find them at www.thecochranelibrary.com.